California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
What a victory. The San Jose Sharks 6, the Toronto Maple Leafs 5 in the shootout. Time now for our instant replay of a game played in front of a great crowd of 15,514 at SAP Center at San Jose. The Sharks had good jump from the very start of this game, and that's something that they wanted to get in front of against a Maple Leafs team that flew across the country without a practice yesterday to start their three-game road trip. And right away in the first period, Macklin Celebrini thought he would have a great chance to score. And now the Sharks move out 3-on-3, led by Celebrini. Kicks the puck at his skates, moves down the right. Great drop pass on the left wing side to Eklund. Turns away from Matthews, moves to the slot, and Celebrini, a shot on goal. Oh, what a save by Wall. And that was a beautifully designed play between Eklund and Celebrini. Oh, so close, but Wall came up big. And that kept the score 0-0. Enough time for Tyler Toffoli to get the puck on his stick at 7:50 of the first period and put San Jose in front. Graff chases it down right corner, stick handles, angles it back. Liljegren in the drive, save Wall. Rebound Carlson, spots Wennberg near side, gives him the puck. Wennberg feeds to the middle. There's Graff, sends it back. Liljegren, lead pass. Here's Carlson moving in, tries to center to Toffoli. It's off the stick. Toffoli shoots. He scores! The pride of Scarborough, Ontario, Tyler Toffoli bangs it in against the Maple Leafs. And the Sharks at 7:50 of the first period are on top 1-0. The start of a memorable night for Tyler Toffoli, who scored a big goal against Toronto on March the 3rd at Scotiabank Arena to tie the game and had another huge one in the shootout. Tonight, he made it 1-0 San Jose, his 26th goal of the year, assisted by Lucas Carlson and former Maple Leaf Tim Liljegren. The time of that 7:50 of the first period, it was 1-0. Toronto has an absolutely lethal power play, and they certainly showed it at 14:40 of the first. San Jose had Ty DeLandria in the penalty box for tripping, and William Nylander began his memorable night with this play. And now Nylander leads the way in. He's checked by Patrick Giles, who's now out there with William Eklund. Oh no, a clearing attempt by Desharnais fanned on, and the Maple Leafs score! Desharnais had a chance to clear it, but Nylander, right in front of the goal, gets a gift. And it's a power play goal for Toronto at 14:40 of the first, all even at one. Goal number 41 of the season for William Nylander. Nyes and Tavares ended up getting assists after that unfortunate clearing attempt was kind of fanned on and deflected back off the stick of Vinny Desharnais. And so it was 1-1 at that point. But then the shorthanded goal that rocked the tank at 17:45 came off the stick of Colin Graff. Power play Maple Leafs. Marner gets it from Matthews, back to Nylander, across the ice. That was intended for Tavares, knocked away by Ferraro. And here comes Colin Graff with speed. Down the left, Beaver to his right, cross the line, shoots, he scores! Shorthanded goal for Colin Graff. What a spectacular play up the ice. With 2:15 left in period number one, Graff's shorthanded goal makes it 2-1 San Jose. And what a way to bounce right back. What a job by Colin Graff. Mario Ferraro tipped that puck out of the zone after the attack attempted by that top power play unit for Toronto. So Ferraro gets the lone assist on Graff's fifth goal of the season. That was his first career shorthanded goal at 17:45 of the first. And it was 2-1 Sharks at the end of one. In the second period, San Jose got off to a great start, and a man who's been dying to score a goal for more than 30 games finally got the milestone moment he was craving for. Oh boy, back inside the Sharks zone. A dump in by Toronto, and Lucas Carlson got hit pretty hard by Bobby McMahon. You always kind of cringe a little bit on a guy that's recovering from an ACL, but he made the play. Now it's Wennberg down the right, moving and shooting it. He scores! Alex Wennberg breaking down the right side, scores the 100th goal of his National Hockey League career. It's taken him a long time. He hasn't scored a goal since December the 14th, 32 games ago, but Wennberg finally gets his century, and the Sharks lead 3-1. Oh, what a sweet goal by Wennberg. His ninth goal of the year, number 100 in his NHL career. Assists officially recorded to Toffoli and Liljegren, who got the pucks ahead. But again, Lucas Carlson taking that hard hit behind the goal line, kept the puck away from the Maple Leaf forecheckers, and that was the start of the play. Doesn't get an assist, but he gets a lot of credit here. And at 1:39 of the second period, the Sharks had a 3-1 lead. Alexander Georgiev's goaltending certainly is underappreciated in the fact that he gave up 5 goals in this contest, but he made a couple of really big saves, including this one midway through the second. Oh boy, weird centering attempt there. Pops in front of the Sharks' net. San Jose can't clear it. Here's a shot by Riley. Save made. Another save by Georgiev on the rebound. What a backhand chance by Tavares. And somehow Georgiev made the stop. But now we got a penalty coming up. It's going to be a trip on the ensuing action following that save made by Georgiev. That was quite a save by Georgiev. That was with 4 minutes and 38 seconds gone by in the period. Lucas Carlson got that penalty that I was referencing on the play, and it would be an opportunity for the Maple Leafs to score, and score they did. Tavares wins the draw from Graf. Marner on the point. He shoots, and that's stopped by Georgiev. It's loose. They score. Matthews gets underneath Georgiev as the puck trickles through his pads. It was just sitting there behind him, and Matthews, seeing that, swooped in and poked it home to make it a 3-2 game. And so that's the second power play goal the Maple Leafs have scored tonight. 28th goal of the season for Austin Matthews. Matthew Nyes and Mitch Marner get the assists on that play. And so the result is that the score at that point was the Sharks 3 and the Maple Leafs 2. But then the weirdest play of the game happened, with William Eklund just going into forecheck thinking that he was just going to cause some distraction. But boy, did it turn out to be a different kind of a distraction. Off the faceoff wall, gives it away, and it's a goal! William Eklund was driving toward the front of the net, and Joseph Woll put it right off of Eklund, and it goes in, and the Sharks lead 4-2, and that's one of the wackiest goals we've seen all year. Eklund's 17th goal of the season was unassisted. That made the score 4-2 Sharks. A bit of insurance at 13:18 of the second that gave the Sharks some breathing room. But Scott Laughton, acquired from the Philadelphia Flyers, had been dying to score a goal of his own. He hadn't had any points since joining the Maple Leafs in that trade with Philadelphia, but he would snap one past Georgiev at 15:13 of the period to make things a one-goal game again. And the Sharks picking it up. Desharnais being bumped by Kemp. He's looking for somebody to pass it to, but got double-teamed by the aggressive Leafs forecheckers. Tip back to the point. Here comes a shot. What? Score! That is Scott Watton's first goal and first point as a member of the Maple Leafs. And it comes against the Sharks at 15:13 of the second period. It makes the score, the Sharks 4 and the Maple Leafs 3. Wow, it was a close game again. 15:13 to the second period, the time of Lawton's 12th goal of the season, assisted by David Kampf and Oliver Ekman-Larsson. First goal, first point for Lawton since joining the Maple Leafs. And it was a play that was celebrated by everybody on the Maple Leafs bench. Late in the second period, Will Smith got a breakaway opportunity to really put the game away, but this happened. Austin Matthews whips it rink wide, stolen by Will Smith. He's got a semi-breakaway. He's into the zone. He waits, he shoots. Off the post for Will Smith, and then he gets hammered down to the ice by the Sharks' opponent, Captain Austin Matthews. But what a chance for Will Smith on that breakaway. What a chance indeed. Matthews drilled him into the corner boards after taking that shot. He had goaltender Woll beaten, and that's something you got to remember until the end of the contest, because he didn't get a goal here, but he would get one later on in the shootout. Will Smith's opportunity kept it 4-3 in favor of San Jose at the end of the second period. Then in the third we go, and a power play opportunity for the Sharks. At 2 minutes and 50 seconds, Nick Robertson took a tripping call, and that set things up for Tyler Toffoli's second of the night. And off the faceoff, grabbed now by Eklund. He skates behind the Maple Leafs net. He's being checked, so he slides to Celebrini. Back to Eklund, walks out of the corner, rink wide, shot, score! Tyler Toffoli getting a perfect pass from Eklund. And Toffoli gets his second goal of the game, his 27th of the season, his third point of the night. And the Sharks lead 5-3 with a spectacular power play goal. Toffoli's 27th of the season, second goal of the night, assisted by Eklund and Macklin Celebrini. And San Jose looked like they were in control with a two-goal edge. But two-goal leads in games between the Sharks and the Maple Leafs don't seem to stay there for very long. Maple Leafs had a 2-0 lead in Toronto in early March, and that evaporated, and the Sharks would win in the shootout. But in this particular game, it would be exactly the opposite that would result. With goaltender Wall pulled for the extra attacker, the Maple Leafs really poured on the coals. And their big players would come up with two goals with extra attackers on to tie it up. The first one was from the stick of John Tavares on a brilliant tip. Extra attacker on for Toronto. They trail by two with a minute to play. Marner shoots toward the net. Tip, score! Uh-oh! Marner shoots the puck that gets tipped. Might have gone off of Tavares. With 57.1 seconds to go, it's the Sharks 5 and the Maple Leafs 4. And John Tavares, the captain, should get his 33rd of the year. From Marner, Tavares, his 33rd goal of the season at 19:02 to make it Sharks 5, Maple Leafs 4. And then, 46 seconds later, again, with Wall pulled for the extra attacker, William Nylander would tie it up. Marner, right wing side, walks behind the Sharks' net. 23 seconds remaining in the game. It's all on the perimeter right now. Maple Leafs need to get something toward the goal. Marner, cross ice, Matthews, the shot, save made! Great stop by Georgiev, he's lost his stick. Maple Leafs shoot, and they score! Nylander ties the game at 5 after Georgiev made a masterful save on Matthews, but he lost his stick in the process, and Nylander, with his second goal, is going to force overtime with 12 seconds left in the third period. Can you believe it? Nylander, his second goal of the game, 42nd of the year, ties it up. Official time, 19:47 of the third. And Marner and Matthews assisted on the play. Marner, his third assist of the game, and Matthews also with a goal and an assist. It went down to overtime. And in OT, there were some chances on both sides. And again, Alexander Georgiev had to come up big. Sent along the near boards. Uh-oh, Wennberg lost it. It's going to be a break down the right. Here comes McMahon moving in, shooting it. Stick save made. Rebound. Oh, man. Mika Mäkinen almost knocked it into his own net. Sharks can't clear. Fired wide by Riley. Wow, couple of chances right there. Big stop there by Georgiev, and then Riley fired the puck wide. And then it was time for the shootout. William Nylander was the first attempter for Toronto. He would score a goal, and then Will Smith stepped on the ice, probably still thinking about that post that he hit early on. Smith veering wide to the left, now moving into the middle. Stick handling, waiting, shooting, DeKing, and score! What a play by Will Smith! What a goal!
Oh, my goodness!
Amazing goal by Will Smith. I thought he was going to shoot it, then he made a little extra deke, and he put it past Wall to make it 1-1 in the shootout. Then Austin Matthews got stopped by Georgiev, who looked cool as a cucumber in the shootout session. And then it came time for Macklin Celebrini to step onto the ice. Here comes Macklin, starting at the red line, moving to his right, cutting into the middle, holding it, stick handling, waiting, shooting, score! And a beautiful stick handling move by Celebrini to the forehand, beating Wall. Sharks have two goals, and the Maple Leafs have one. And now, it's all going to come down to this. It all came down to Mitch Marner stepping onto the ice against Alexander Georgiev. If Georgiev stops it, the game is over. If Marner scores, the shootout continues. Marner begins from center ice. With speed, he's down the left. He stick handles, he moves, he deeks, he waits, and he fans on the shot, and the Sharks win! San Jose has swept the season series against one of the best teams in the National Hockey League with two, count them, two shootout wins. The entire Sharks bench comes out to congratulate Alexander Georgiev and each other. Final score in a shootout. The Sharks 6, the Maple Leafs 5, and what a night of entertainment for a spectacular crowd at the tank.
Go ahead, everything in this game.
What a game. The Sharks 6, the Maple Leafs 5 in the shootout. One of the biggest goals of this game was scored by Colin Graf of the Sharks late in the first period shorthanded. It was his first career shorthanded goal. It was a huge one, and here he is to talk about it with us tonight. Colin, an amazing night. What did it feel like on the bench when the Maple Leafs were pushing back and you guys found a way to get it done?
Yeah, you know, that's a great feeling. We stuck together there. You know, obviously we would have liked to finish that one in regulation, but 2 points at the end of the day, 2 points is 2 points, so it's nice to get two wins in a row. Hopefully we can start stacking them.
You have become such a great penalty killer and a protector of the puck. Have those things been things that have been on your mind to work on all season long?
Yeah, I'd say as for the penalty kill part, I think it's just trying to, at the start of the year, just trying to add things to my game that would help me make an impact at the NHL level. So I think that's something that's that I keep working on. As for the puck protection, I think that just comes with confidence, and you know, the more you play, the more confident you get out there. So yeah.
Be honest, when the Maple Leafs tied the game, how hard was your heart beating?
I mean, yeah, definitely nervous a bit. I'm up to with a minute left. That's sort of the worst case scenario that they tie it up. But you know, credit to our group, we hung in there for OT, and then obviously Mac and Smitty had some two unreal moves in the shootout to get us the win.
Yeah, tell us about those goals. What was the atmosphere like on the bench when Smitty made that great play and then Celebrini followed it up?
Yeah, it was the boys were hype. It was exciting. You know, there's not much to say. It was a great win.
How much do you get a boost in morale by beating a team that's as good as the Toronto Maple Leafs, trying to figure out a way to get victories and getting 4 points out of a possible four?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the two games we played against them, they're a little bit different. The first one, you know, they had the lead and we came back. And this one, you know, we got out to a hot start and they crawled back. But that's what good teams are going to do. So I think it's just, you know, showing to us that we can win in different ways, whether that be you know, starting slow and picking it up. Or, I mean, hopefully you don't want to start slow, but if that happens, then we can pick it up and we can get out of the gates quick, too.
By the way, it's a long way from the state of Florida and playing junior hockey with Cam Lund, but how do you think he did in his first NHL game?
Yeah, he did great. He did great. You know, he showed his speed. I remember my first game just about a year ago today, somewhere around there, and I just remember, you know, how much faster it is than college and how many things are on your mind and your family being there and stuff like that. So it's there's a lot of emotions for sure. I think he handled it well, and he's going to keep building from this one.
Well, a spectacular play on the shorthanded goal. A lot of great defensive plays and smart use of puck protection tonight, Colin. You had a fantastic game. Congratulations on the win, and keep her going.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Colin Graf of the San Jose Sharks. He scored a brilliant shorthanded goal in the first period, and as I mentioned, made a variety of defensive plays that were just indicative of how intelligent a player he is, kind of combining his hockey IQ with his skating ability and his improved stick play. San Jose wins its 20th game of the season. They've got 49 points on the year. They're 20-42-9, and the Maple Leafs get 1 point. Might be an important one, but then again, that 1 point that they lost might just cost them the division title at the very end, and if they don't finish in first place, the Maple Leaf fans will certainly point at this contest and the other game at Scotiabank Arena in early March. Maple Leafs now 43-25-4. They have 90 points on the year, but a sour taste in their mouths for Toronto as they begin their California road trip with a shootout defeat. Final score, the Sharks 6, the Maple Leafs 5 in shootout play. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.